Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Down to 28 seconds. Coffee breaks in middle. Waters his defender. Coffee spins left. Hands off Powell. Chased by Payton. Payton picks his pocket. Here comes Curry the other way. Curry stops. Dribbles right. Fades. Comes in. Throws out to Waters to Draymond. Draymond back over to Curry. Curry right sideline. Three. No. Ball tipped. It's out of bounds. No. Saved by Draymond. Deflected. Wiggins gets it to Draymond. To Curry. Steps over. Finds Payton. Top of the key, no! At the buzzer, and the Clippers hang on for the win. Final score, Clippers 102, Warriors 99. A thriller here at the Intuit Dome, and it results in a loss, and the Warriors hope to get back on the winning track Wednesday night at Chase Center as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. Well, the Warriors end up losing here in their first ever game at the Intuit Dome, and they lose by a count of 102-99. The free throws continue to be an issue for Steve Kerr's club. 9 of 19 tonight, 47%. And then you couple that with 19 turnovers, 40 in the two games against the Clippers this year. That's why they're 0-2 against the Clippers. And, you know, you think about these two teams' records, and you say, well, it might not matter. But, yeah, it could matter come March or April. You never know. And head-to-head is a big deal. So the Warriors have to win the final two games against the Clippers in order to split the season series. And that's going to be an issue for them, something they're going to have to do, especially if the Clippers get Kawhi Leonard back. Now, the Warriors tonight had multiple chances to win this game. They had, again, time and time again, they would get down by double digits, cut it to five. Get down by double digits, cut it to three. They actually tied the game at one point, but there was only one lead change, and that came with 10:23 to go in the first quarter. Warriors led 3-2. Clippers came down and scored. Never trailed after that. The one tie was at 72, and the Warriors could never make that consistent run to take the lead. Part of that, you have to give some credit to Tyronn Lue. He's very good at knowing when the Warriors start to go on a run and when they start to build momentum. He's had a lot of experience. The head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals, in three of the finals matchups against Golden State, and he won one of them. And so he knows how the Warriors like to go, how Steph Curry likes to go, and he calls timeouts at the right time, if you will, that will halt the momentum and keep the Warriors from building up some progress. Well, Curry had 26 points tonight, 10 of 21 shooting, 6 of 15 from the three-point line. He did not get to the free throw line, probably one of the reasons why the Warriors have missed 10 free throws tonight, as it's not just one guy. Wiggins actually had a pretty good night from the line. He was 6 of 8. He had 22 points to go with 3 rebounds, 7 of 12 shooting. But the only other player in double figures, Jonathan Kuminga. In 19 minutes, he was 5 of 10 from the floor, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. But from the line, Draymond was 1 of 2. Trayce Jackson-Davis was 0 for 2. Kuminga was 1 for 4. Podziemski was 1 for 3. And that kind of numbers, you know, really, when you add in the 19 turnovers that resulted in 31 points to the Clippers, those are the reasons why they lost. They really outscored them in points in the paint, dead even in second chance points. They outscored them on the fast break. They were outscored on the bench tonight, thanks to a superb performance by Amir Coffey. 15 points, 3 of 8 shooting, 7 of 8 from the line to go with 5 rebounds. 10 points for Terrence Mann. He had 6 assists and 5 rebounds, so their bench gave them a lot. Nick Batum had 9. Kevin Porter Jr., who was injured but did return to the bench, he had 8 points as well for the Clippers as they outscored the Warrior bench 45-28. 23 for Norman Powell, 9 of 15, 5 of 6 beyond the arc, 23 points without a free throw. And the Warriors were not very observant on Powell when he was on the weak side and the ball on the strong side usually in the hands of James Harden. And as a result, Powell would circle to the top of the key off a screen and get wide open. Ivica Zubac, who I think is one of the most underrated players in the league, he had 8 points, 17 rebounds tonight. And James Harden with 12 and 16 assists It's a lot of assists. 4 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. Warriors go to 10-3. Clippers go to 8-7 on the season. Player of the game, we're going to give it to Norman Powell tonight. The Clipper wing, I thought, was really the guy that every time you thought the Warriors were making a run to get back in the game, it seemed like Powell hit a shot. So the Warriors with a loss tonight, they get ready to head home. They fly home tonight and play the Hawks on Wednesday. Warriors and Hawks, 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the tip. Tom Tolbert will be alongside, and the game on Wednesday night. Then it's a two-step on right back on the road. Warriors playing a lot of road games early in the season, and they'll play a lot of road games late in the season. At New Orleans, at San Antonio, kind of weird to go all that way to fly almost 4 hours to play two games. But the Warriors will play the Pelicans on Friday night. Your drive home is with the yours truly. 4:30 the airtime, 5 o'clock the tip will get you home safely via Warriors Radio on Friday evening. On Saturday, it's a 5 o'clock airtime, 5:30 the tip in San Antonio as the Warriors take on the Victor Wembanyama Spurs. And again, 5:30 with the tip right here on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game, and the Warriors Radio Network, Sirius XM Radio, at Odyssey app, the Warriors app, the NBA app. You can even ask Alexa or go to NBA.com.